Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's Amen, Seeds of the Word. This is your hostess, Pastor Katisa. We just give God praise. We give God glory and honor for you. And we do not take for granted the people of God who join us. Amen. And keep us in prayer. We want to be faithful unto God, faithful to prayer, faithful unto sharing the Word of God. Amen. And we know God. Right, we know God is a rewarder. He rewards faithfulness. Amen. The faithful. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So we walk by faith and not by sight. This is our calling. This is who we are as the people of God, part of who we are. Amen. And so God be the glory and God be the praise. We are so grateful and thankful, amen. We are going to share what's on the heart of the Lord this morning with you. And before we do, we are going to go to him in prayer, amen. So let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we give you honor. You are mighty. You are great. You are wonderful, oh God. Lord, we exalt you, Lord God. There is none like you. God, let us cast aside every weight that so easily besets us, God, and let us run this race with perseverance and endurance that you give us by your grace, dear Lord God. God, it's in you we move and we have our very being, our very life and breath, oh God, come from you. You are the source of our everything. And, Lord God, we bow before you. We worship you. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you, God, you're sending forth the laborers into the harvest field. We know the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. God, we bless your holy name. Bless you. Bless you. We honor you. We reverence you. Oh, dear Lord God, thank you, God, for giving us strength, giving us encouragement. that we press on, Lord God, and forgetting those things that lie behind, and we're going forward and ahead in Christ Jesus, running the race by faith. In Jesus' name, thank you for your holiness, Almighty God. Amen. Amen. So we are encouraging today on the topic of holiness that we are coming from the scriptures. In the book of 1 Peter, we can find all from the Old Testament, especially unto the New, that how God is encouraging, teaching, and instructing us to regard him as holy. And not only regard him as holy, but we as his people are to also be holy. For he says to us, we go to 1 Peter, and we start with verse 13. It says, therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. 14 says, as obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. And holiness, amen, as mentioned, especially in the Old Testament. And because we may not have a good understanding of God's holiness unless we read the Old Testament and his dealing with Israel as they were coming out of, as he brought them out of Egypt, and how he basically, God, his presence came down to dwell among them. He came down on the mountain and he spoke to Moses. Amen. And they saw this. They witnessed these things. And then when they sinned against God in idolatry and grumbling and complaining and so on and so forth, when his holiness and his anger broke out, things happen immediately, and some they suffered and they died because of their disobedience unto God. So God is holy. I believe that's what we're missing a little bit in the body of Christ. We've come to, for some reason, have the lack of the fear of God, the reverence to God and his holiness, and who God actually is. And when we get that in our hearts, that we don't treat God any type of way, we don't speak about God in any type of way, we don't just have a form and a fashion and abuse, amen, the word of God for selfish gain, but we have a reverence toward him that whatever we are thinking that does not line up with his word, whatever we are doing that does not line up with his word, will cause us to come into conviction of sin and God's righteousness and his judgment upon sin. It will cause us not to take lightly this gospel, this good news that we have, because we understand that, yes, God is a loving God. Yes, he is compassionate and he is kind. But we also understand that God will not tolerate sin. He will not tolerate evil. We understand that those who are without Jesus Christ in the names need to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life to avoid God's final judgment and God's final wrath against sin and all evil and wickedness. We have come to that understanding, and we have that, come to grips with that in our heart, in our own minds, that we are spreading this gospel, the good news, amen, despite and in spite of because we have an understanding that our God is a holy God. He is high and lifted up, and he's also close to those who are broken and contrite in spirit. It means those who are walking and talking in humility. See, if every believer had an understanding that that God is holy, and he said just here, as we just read in these verses 15 and 16 of 1 Peter 1, we would, you know, that we are called to be holy just as he is holy. We have that understanding. We also understand that we are, amen, a royal priesthood, amen, a holy priesthood unto God, a holy nation, he says. And he's called us to intercede, to stand in the gap, amen, for our families, for our community, for the nations. And, you know, it's not grievous to know that we serve a holy God. It should give us great joy. It should give us enthusiasm about the word of God and about being his laborers in the harvest, because we don't serve idols made with human hands, anything. We serve the living God, the creator of all things. I love to read, and that the word of God, and when the word of God penetrates a certain belief, a certain thought process in myself, and I change how I view myself in God's eyes, how I view certain circumstances, and to all of this, you know, to God be the glory, to God be the praise. His holiness, he is great. You know, in the Old Testament, before Jehoshaphat, they went out against this great army that come against them. They sing singers and praise and worshipers basically before them to praise God in his holiness, the beauty of his holiness. Because there's no one, there's nothing, there's no comparison unto our God. In fact, we read the book of Revelations, we know day and night they are saying in the presence of God, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and who is and who is to come. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, saints of God, for allowing me to encourage you this morning in the holiness of God. We have to go deeper and find out what that means. And I believe it means that, and it says, be holy in all that you do. That is separate, it is clean, it is pure in God's sight. We have the right motives, we have the right intentions, we have the right mindset. We have the mind of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for you for joining me for this morning of Seeds of the Word. Amen. We praise Jesus for you. Let us go into the harvest field. For it is great. The Lord bless and keep you, make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you, and give you peace. Go with God. Join us on Saturday as we uplift our children and youth. Be blessed. Amen.